Yishami Klaim Daf Samech Tes. So we continued discussion. Yesterday we ended with the discussion, Machlekes of Yonasan and Yoshia, Nageya to the din of what is considered Klaim, or when the Isser Klaim applies, whether you need to have two seeds and one Geffen, or even one and one would be sufficient. And what's the luck if you plant them together? Does it become a Mechitza or a Klaim? Can the Mechitza be used as a hatzil to stop the Isser Klaim or not? Can something that's natural be considered as if it's a wall to break the Klaim, to separate the Klaim from an Isser Klaim? It's Machlekes as well in the Gemara, based upon how do you read the Psukim. Now the Gemara discusses the next step. When we say that halacha is that if you plant Mine Zroyim, it's considered an Isser Klaim. So the Gemara says it's only Mine Gef, Zroyim Gefen. But what about if you're planting seeds of other types of trees? What's the halacha? Do we consider it? It's not considered seeds Lagabe Kalayim. Where do we get that from? Rav Yudan Kaputki on Beboy Mine Kam Yosef. Rav Yudan Kaputki asked the question. Tamram, you say over there, Gabe Kalayim and Zroy Ilan Kuin Zroyim. You already established this before, early in the Gemara, that when we say the halacha is an Isser of Kalayim, Isser of planting seeds, is referring to the Indian of seeds of Zroyim, but. And then you have a din of either Zeroy, Zeroyim, or Kloy Kerem, but seeds of trees itself is not considered Zeroyim. In Zeroyim, it's not called Zeroyim, there got to be din of Yisrael Kalayim. So if you plant seeds of trees next to either Tvua or Yurakos or anything, it's not an Isser, not Kalayim. I am here, but the Gabi Din Tuma, we said Allah in the Mishnah, Zari Ilan Kurin Zeroyim, the other seeds of trees are considered Zeroyim, the Gabi Din of Makabal Tuma. Person goes ahead and planted. You have a tumah sheretz, an avela that fell upon a seed of something that's growing. We consider the gabe tumah. It's enough to transfer the tumah to the seed. So the gabe we gabe kalayim ilah zroy ilan is not considered seed, and they have to make it a kalayim. But zroy ilan is considered a seed. The gabe even looks like kabel tumah. The gabe didn't makshirim. So why is it different to two sugyas? So Gemara Samalev, as you said, to review, no, it's a big difference. Tamei Gosar Shanta Benet only has current Zeroyim. Thereby, Kalayim Torah uses what is only Zeroyim, only what's considered Zeroyim, only things that are referred to seeds, what people refer to seeds, and therefore that they don't refer to seeds by Zeroyim. At Kalayim, people don't refer to Zeroyim as seeds as regular Zeroyim. They call it something else. I mean, therefore, the Torah didn't include in the parasha of Zeroyim of Kloy Karim. However, over here by Toma, it's nothing to do with that. Reba Kosim, especially because Zeres HaKosim. Torah tells us, I call Zera Zarua Shizora, that if a Toma is made, a Nevela, Toma Sheretz, a Nevela, fell upon any seed at all, of any type of seed plant, it's Usher. So you see, the Torah includes Badafka. Doesn't mean the seed of what people call seeds, but anything at all that would be considered a seed that is considered a type of seed is included in the Torah's Marbin instead of Tumah and Makabel Tumah. And that's why the two sugyas are not comparable and nothing to do with each other. Back to the sugya we had a Machloikes, Tanoim, Rekivim, and Rechachomim, the Gabe, if a person goes ahead and you said Yisra Makayim, a person maintains Kalayim. Where you didn't plant it, but you walk by and you put some dirt with your hand and with your foot. On top of it, you're over an Isser Kalayim and you're over both Chum and Rabbi Kiva. It's an Isser Malkus. But the Gemara has now a different sheet, a different opinion. Yochum Shemav Yanai, Mechape Kalayim Loike. A person who hasn't covered seeds over a Kalayim on earth, Mechayim, you get Malkus, but not a din of considered Mechayim, but Mamash considered as din if it was a Reya. It's considered if you're Zoraic. Not like we said before that you consider an Isser Kalayim, you consider Makayim, but here the Torah is talking about where you Makapa Kalayim. So Zeos says to Ted Play Moshe, Zeos the Maisa be Kiyumon, Lepikachio. Since you kept my, you did my, you're over an Isser Zoraya. It's not an Isser of Makayim, of Kalayim, but rather you're over an Isser as if you planted it, as if you covered it over with earth, as if you was Zoraya Mamish, but you're dying. And therefore, the luck is Yochayev al Sareya Kalayim, Achayev Daraisa, according to the sheet of Tana, according to the halacha of this Tana. Zuck the Gemara, Yochan said, isn't this halacha in the Mishnah? Did we learn in the Mishnah, Mesechus Makos? Now, a person goes ahead, and you went ahead, you're over Nisr, the Gemara said, you're over Isurim. A person went ahead and planted, you went ahead and made a, I planted it. Made a ditch. Halacha Yechayev and one ma'isa making a ditch. You can be over 80 suri. And one of the Yisurim is Yisur Kalayim. So the Mishnah said, Kalayim Akerim was one of the Yisurim that Mishnah says includes one of the eight possible Yisurim he did. If he did it on Shabbos, he did, etc. You're over in Yisur, Kalayim Akerim. How is it possible to be over Kalayim through plowing? So L'chayra, L'mim B'chafe. Is it not a case where you're covered with Kalayim with dirt? That's plowing, that would be considered Kalayim. So we see over here, the Mishnah is very clearly, person who covers over a seed with Kalayim with dirt, you're chayv and isur Kalayim. So Meila, you want to say before that putting some dirt on it is not Zeruya. It's only a din of B'mekayim. But the Mishnah there, L'chayra, says that when you plow, make a furrow in a ditch in the ground, you can be over possibly over 80 surim at one time, and one of the surim is Kalei Karim. How can you do that? It must be when you're putting dirt on top of earth, and you're moving the dirt with the plow. That's an Isra of Zeruya. So you see, L'chayra, it is considered Mefurish Isra Zeruya. That's over Kalayim. That's considered Kalayimu. Then the Chavetz of Mefurish Mishnah. So the Gemara says, of Yanai said, Ari Rabbi Yanai Kamakase. Yanai heard this from Yochanan, he was praising him. And he said, a Pasik in Yeshaya, Hazolim Zod Mikis, the person who pours gold from the purse, B'ni'al Yuzulim Yonecha, let the birds of Torah not be removed from your eyes. I know what you made, such a beautiful drasha. Then the Chacham Yachem Moses, you go and say, be able to even smarter, say more drashas. Yishmael Kacham Yosef. He should be able to get even more learning, even more kedushim. So the idea is that a person who goes ahead, who used his chokma to come up with this halakha, so he said, Yochanan used his halakha to learn the halakha of Mekapeh, to explain the Mishnah over here, to give us a new understanding of the Mishnah in Makos. So the Chara, you're brilliant, and your brilliant Shemitah should apply that the Torah should be considered gold, should be considered to go ahead even say more kedushim Torah, more things should come out of it. So we just praise him, Yochanan. After all, in spite of all the praises, Yochanan, Pasul and Rabbi Akiva, I can interpret the Mishnah different, not the way Rabbi Akiva's halakha. Mar says, why? He said, Rabbi Akiva Amma, Akiva said, Abraisa, Makayim over Belosase. A person's Makayim clears over Belosase. So I'll tell you, maybe the Pshat in the Mishnah is that when you go over Kalayim and you plow it over Kalayim, not because you're over and this is Zareya Kalayim, because Rabbi Akiva holds you Makayim, is it loud by Makayim Kalayim. So don't bring a Raya from the Mishnah over there that's considered your Zoraya Kalayim. You're over in Issa bringing a Raya, of Yana is bringing a Raya from a Yochanan's beautiful Halacha. That case in the Mishnah in Makkos is talking about a case where you over Issa, you plowed Kalayim, is over Zoraya Kalayim. I'll tell you no. Maybe the Mishnah is talking about a case of giving over the dirt. It's like a Rekiva sheet, different like a Chomim, that Kalayim, Makayim Kalayim is also over a lav. That's what the Mishnah is telling you in the Kiddush. And nothing to do with Shemel Lukash had nothing to do with the luck of Zareya, but rather the din of Kalayim. So you're nice that you praise them. It's great that you praise of Yochanan's halakha, but it doesn't explain the Mishnah in Kalayim that's referring to a din of Zareya. So the Gemara said, no, come on, give it a laver. I said, no, it can't be pronounced except Rabbi Shimon and Lakish's halakha, his shita, his taina. Because Klumar, you give a laver. Shemalokos, Rikiv is only saying halakha, like Abbi Din Isra, to the Malakos. He don't talk about the Malkos. Halakos will come in. Here to a mission, don't make a case of Malkos. The Mela, therefore, telling you, the mission is not telling Rabbi Kiva's sheet. Rikiv is not telling halakha, like Abbi Din Malkos. Kiv told halakha that it's an Isra. So over here, we're talking about the din of his right. So if Yochanan's halakha is taka a raya, if Yana is right, if Yochanan's halakha is a din of Malkus, a din of the Malkus, and the Mishnah is there talking about din of Malkus. And therefore, the halakha will be stuck for Zeruya Mizraya, not a din of Akiva's halakha, of Mekayim, but a din of Zeruya Mamish. That would be the Chiddush that he's telling you in halakha. And therefore, that would be the Chiddush of Yochanan and the sayings that the Marav Fulda explains that the Mishnah's taka going by. The lava losa say shemalaka to come and bit me. I'll tell you in halacha that it's tada din of where, not telling you in halacha Mekayim, it's not telling you in Kiva's halacha, it's telling you in halacha you're over in Isser of Zerayim, of Sarah. And that's the Chiddush of Yochanan's adding to the Mishnah of Makos. And that would apply over here if you're doing the Makos, you're moving the dirt, with Taka in a Kanami apply in such a case. So the Gemara says, the Chayra, I bring you another raya that the Mishnah in Makos is not talking about a din of Mekayim, like a Kiva, but rather look what Yochanan said in the halakha of Rabbi Akiva, that it's not a halakha, we could rather apply the halakha of Zeruyim, which Rabbi Yochanan's Kiddush was. But I'm in the Mishnah. In the Mishnah over there, like the din of the Mishnah Makos, you over 80 surim, Shvias, like the din Shvias, if you plowed in the year of Shvias. Is the name of Shvias or Bekiva? You say the name of Shvias or Kondra Bekiva is halakha? No, Bekiva can't be halakha because there's no din. Rabbi Yochanan doesn't say that the din of Mekayim by Shvias, It's only a din by Zera. And therefore the Mishnah says one of the eight things that you're over, if you plow on Shabbos, if you plow with Kalayim, and if you plow in the year of Shemitah. So you see that the year of Shemitah is the din of Zera, Zerayim. There's no din Kiyum by Shemitah, it's a din of Zerayim, of Zera, planting by Shemitah. And Mela, therefore, the Kari you see is a Raya that they're talking about dear about Zera, not like a Mekiva, it's talking about Mekayim. So the Gemara says, the Abbas of Shemitah is Rabbi Lazar. But if we can, but the Gemara said, no, maybe it's no Raya. Maybe I'll tell you, maybe we'll learn how to do Shemitah Rabbi Lazar. He said, you are over Plyim HaShvi'is, you're over Nisr HaShvi'is, you're over Malkus. So maybe I'll tell you in Akanami that sheet of plowing of one of the things that we say is on Shemitah is Takatoda, because Mishnah Kohen Torah, lots of Shemitah. And therefore in Akanami, that you're just covering it over, didn't Shemitah, didn't Kohen Torah, lots of Shemitah, you're over Nisr HaShvi'is. So the Gemara says, so Rabbi Yochanan Amar, so why did Rabbi Yochanan have to say that Loko be by Shvi'is? Hey, no, can I dechay we should be Shvi'is? You're not over Loko. So if you're going to be Yochanan, you're not over. So that can't be the Loko of Yochanan and tell you that Loko by Shvi'is that you're over just by planting on Shvi'is. According to Yochanan, you're not over Nisr Shvi'is by plowing. So, man, therefore, if it can't be, so you can't tell that the halacha is according to Rav Yosi, the laser who holds the gabri the din of shvius, you're plowing. If you're going to talk about the din of plowing the gabri the din of kalayim, so it can't be that each and two shitas are a laser and Yochanan and shita and pshat in the Mishnah. But no, what's the time of a laser? Why he holds it? You're over by plowing, you're over Nisr Malkus, but you're over Nisr Malkus by shvius, Kotor Zeshatar Zlashem Zlashem, Klal, Shatakotiz Kamakalosoi, Kazisma, Parah to tell you Azer Vazem and Maklalu. That sowing and pruning is included in the Isser. But Lama Yotza, why did they single out Sotel Tizuka Karmaka? Why did they exclude this out? The Hakash and Lam Lomalok to tell you a Kiddush, to tell you a Hekka, to tell you Mazera, Mazema, Mucha, Shein, Avodah, Bavida, Bilon. Just like sowing and pruning is unique, that it's considered Isser Malaka, Lagabe, the din of Malkus, Afkodava, Shev, Avodah, Bavida, anything you plan, any Avodah. But the guy you do for the land or the trees is considered Nisr Shvius, the same halacha applies that you're over Nisr Lav, you're over Nisr Malkus. That's the source of Yochanan Lez halacha that considered Malkus just by plowing in the field of Shvius. So the Gemara said, L'chaira, if that's so, why does the Yochanan argue or Lez halacha? First or Pasuk, why does the Yochanan say there's no din Nisr Shvius to come by plowing? Or if you have Lez, says first or Pasuk. Marvel of Yochanan, what if Yochanan do with that Pasuk of your laser? Says no, sowing and pruning is two separate Yisurim. There's a special din of Shvius that's considered Aser. There's a special din of Shvius. These two things are considered Aser. Mashen Kain, Shedvarmei Aser Makalagot. Dafka, these two things are considered Aser and are considered. But they're not Halacha. They don't do all Halachas. The other cases are Yisurim are not considered Yisurim. They got to be the same punishment of Malkus. These two Torahs singles out these two specifically. They got to be din Shvius. But other types of things that you're going to do in the field is not considered Shvius. And therefore, they don't agree with the Drasha of Eliezer to tell you that plowing is the same Halacha of here as well. So therefore, there's a hose, doesn't apply. Yochanan's correct. These two things are singled out. They're different. Doesn't Rav Lezer also hold these two things are separate? They're singled out to be different. If they're different, then how could he say that plowing is an over in Issa Shabbat? Why does he argue and say that plowing is Taka and Issa Malkos by Shvius? The whole Lagabi there are some that are considered Lachalik is the Chalok. There's two things that are singled out Lagabi Chaluka by other cases. But they consider tell you other things the Lachalik does apply. So, merely just like these two things apply, Lagabi sowing and pruning, the Shishvais applies to all the Lachalikas, so too it applies also as well. And the Gabi plowing on Shvius extends to that as well, based upon the Ratzah. You don't have the drush, it applies to it, includes as well the Yisr Shvius, and that's why Yochanan says that it should be considered applying. Aye, Yochanan does not apply. Why doesn't it by him? Why doesn't we say it applies by him? Why do we consider it apply? Less of Yochanan, doesn't he hold that does apply to other cases, so it should apply here as well? So the Gemara says, Shniyu, it's different, these cases are different than the other cases. Lezer disagrees. Why? Yochanan's name is Makabla say Prat Losa say. Eid Asim Lamna Losa say. I don't know Salam Lamna say. The Kinlad Lase Losa doesn't apply together. So they can't extend the two between Isser Zaria to Isser plowing. We don't extend one to the other, two separate categories. Even though both Isser Daraisa, we don't can't tell us one to the category of both of them. They can't apply together. And therefore, if Yochanan clearly does not have learned this adrusha at all, that it should be condemned like a laser should apply, it's clearly a difference in the application. And Melech Mar says, therefore, there's a chilik between the two cases. Mashen Kalk of Yochanan, there's no difference in the two cases. There's a question now, what exactly does Yochanan hold? Could Rav Yochanan, what would Rav Yochanan hold? Why it would be an Isser Kalayim Ahir, and not Lagabe Din, plowing, and not by other cases, would not be a Din of Shvius or other cases? Why do we disagree? Gemara will continue this tomorrow. Yeah.